Blog Talk Radio.
Talking political news, cultural topics, and a little witchy stuff, too. This is Conservative Cauldron Radio with your host, Becky Noble. And now, here's your conservative Wiccan, Becky Noble.
Yes, it is your weekly dose of conservative Wiccanness. Good Friday morning, everyone. You are listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I am Becky Noble, again, TGIF people. Thank you for hanging out with me today on this lovely, glorious, although be it with a dark cloud hanging over us, a dark cloud of terrorism hanging over the world once again on this Friday. We've got a lot to get to today, so I am not going to waste any time here. Want to do a little bit of housekeeping first before I get started here. Conservative Cauldron Radio will not be heard next week because I will be in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Yes, yes, I will. I am winging my way out Monday morning, and the week after, of course, I will have a ton of stuff to talk about and stories, and being the week after will be the Democrat National Convention. It will be a break from you know, all of the whatever that is they all do there at the Democrat National Convention. No one's really sure because they don't really talk about terrorism because nobody can say radical Islamic terrorism. They don't really talk about the economy because, well, the economy's great. Just ask all the 95 million people who can't find a job, and on and on and on. So I will be back the week after to talk about all that was seen and heard in Cleveland, and I'm sure I will have a bunch of stuff to talk about. Got a ton of stuff to get to today as well, as usual. And you can call in here. The number is 347-857-2620, 347-857-2620. And, of course, as always, the chat room is open for your convenience. If you'd like to go that route, that's cool, too. But, again, as I was just talking about here, once again, we're talking about a terrorist attack. It seems that that lately that if we are not talking about a terrorist attack, we're talking about dead American police officers. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm getting a little tired of it myself. I think it is, at least among Republicans and conservatives, I think that it is a moot point at this point. It's a no-brainer that we know that there is absolutely no leadership going on in this country, certainly not from the White House, and really not a whole lot from the Republican Party. Whether or not it's because everybody's ironing their party dresses for next week or they just don't give a damn anymore, we don't know. But yesterday, which was Bastille Day in France, and for anybody who's not familiar with that, Bastille Day is kind of the French version of the 4th of July. It is the anniversary of the French Revolution and basically their the nation's independence. And so there was a lot, it's a national holiday, there's lots of celebrations going on. And in the resort town of Nice, which is in the southern part of the country, there was lots of tourists, lots of people there to celebrate the holiday. And they were, I believe they were either getting ready to or they had just ended a fireworks display in Nice last evening, on Thursday evening. And an attacker who we now know as 31-year-old, I'm going to butcher this name, Mohamed Lahouj Boulel. He is a 31-year-old Frenchman of Tunisian origin. Decided that he would drive a truck through this large holiday celebration crowd and drove this truck through a crowd, a very large crowd of people at a high rate of speed, And right now, to the AP, the Associated Press, the statistics are as follows: 84 dead, 202 wounded, 25 on life support, and 52 in critical condition. Again, that is an update of just a few minutes ago from the Associated Press. According to accounts of this, the truck careened for hundreds of meters along the famed Promenade des Anglais seafront. And for anyone who has not seen the pictures, if you go to the Daily Mail website, first of all, there are some. I'll warn you, there are some very graphic pictures there, but there's also pictures there of just exactly what this scene looks like. This main thoroughfare through the city, it runs along the coastline, and it's think of any large thoroughfare in your city. It's 2-3 lanes going both ways, and so it's a very well traveled, very busy stretch of road there in Nice. And a local member of parliament, Eric Ciotti, told France Info Radio, quote, "It's a scene of horror." He went on to say that the truck had, quote, mowed down several hundred people. At the time, this is from Reuters, this was from last night, local government leader Christian Estrosi put the death toll at 77. Again, it is now up to 84. That could go higher because, again, we have 25 people on life support and 52 people in critical condition. So those people are in our thoughts and prayers, as is those who have lost loved ones and the deceased themselves. Another witness told France Info, quote, "People went down like ninepins." This is a man named Jacques who runs Le Queenie restaurant, and that is on the seafront there in Nice. The local newspaper there posted photographs of the truck, and the windshield is riddled by bullets. How this finally came to an end was that the driver of this truck was shot by police. But again, that was, you know, not before he went on to kill 84 people at this point, including 10 children and two Americans, a father and son from Texas. And as of right now, I don't believe that ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any other group has, in fact, actually claimed responsibility for this attack. But, of course, they were, you know, jumping up and down and cheering and doing end zone dances or the equivalent of such when this attack came to light. This report from Reuters goes on to say that since the Islamic State attacks last year in Paris, major public events in France have been guarded by troops and armed police, but it appeared to have taken some minutes to halt the progress of the deadly truck as it tore along the pavement in a pedestrian zone. Again, this recaps the Islamic State attack last November in Paris that killed 130 people, and 4 months ago, the attack in Brussels, which killed 32. President Barack Obama issued a statement, and his statement was this, quote, "On behalf of the American people, I condemn in the strongest terms what appears to be a horrific terrorist attack in Nice, France, which killed and wounded dozens of innocent civilians," unquote. Yeah, that'll help. That'll help a lot. Nice is a city of some 350,000 people, and it has a history of being a rather flamboyant resort town, but it has a gritty side, too, and has seen some of its Muslim residents travel to Syria to fight, and as have many European Muslims gone that route and gone to Syria to fight for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. European Council President Donald Tusk said in a Twitter statement, "Tragic paradox that the subject of the Nice attack was that people were celebrating liberty, equality, and fraternity when this attack took place." And of course, for anyone who knows the red, white, and blue, the three colors of the French flag, that's what those colors stand for: liberty, equality, and fraternity. So here we are again discussing yet another terrorist attack, and we are witnessing statements being made by President Obama, other American leaders. I know that Secretary of State John Kerry, as well as the Russian, as well as some Russian diplomats, went to the French embassy today and laid flowers and wreaths and things like that there. But again, what's going on here is that this is rapidly becoming the new normal. And excuse me, it's becoming the new normal in Europe for a lot of reasons, but is this going to become the new normal? You can talk about maybe a connection between groups like Black Lives Matter and terrorist groups, because I think at this point, I think nothing is off the table. I think you have to, and maybe it sounds kind of conspiracy theory-ish and kind of black helicopter-ish, but again, I don't think at this point that you have to consider any and all possibilities. This morning, this is a report from The Express. This is a UK paper, that French President François Hollande, he's closing up the borders, and I think it's a good move, but it's really too little too late. And to quote Katie McFarlane, who appeared on Fox News this morning, and she was a senior official in the Reagan administration, a security official, terrorist expert. Those were kind of what her words were, that it was too little too late, because for 20 years they've had all of this movement of multiculturalism going on in Europe, and it's been with, there has been no move to stop it. It has gone forth with reckless abandon. But again, this is this morning from The Express, a UK paper, that President François Hollande has announced he will not only mobilize the 10,000 soldiers in army units available to him, he will also call up reservists to guard the borders with the rest of the European Union. This morning, German federal police also said they would boost border patrols at airports as well as road and rail crossings into France. Again, it is believed that there are 10 children among the dead in this attack. He said, "I will once again mention our highest military operation of security, which will now allow the mobilization of 10,000 military officers across the country. This will cover all brigades of the police who will be called from across the country to the Nice region to assist their comrades. We will also pay much attention to tightening borders, and I will now announce that the state of emergency, which was meant to be lifted, will be extended to a further 3 months." This goes on to say that France will also call up reserves to guard the borders, attaching the country to the rest of the main bloc, the European Union. President Hollande went on to say, quote, "I have also decided to make a call to the reserves, to those who have once served their country, to come to the assistance of the police. They can be deployed when needed, especially at our country's border patrols." The Schengen zone, which allows free visa travel through Europe's main bloc for EU citizens, has all but fallen apart since the migrant crisis began. Italy has now confirmed it will increase guards at its border, which is 35 kilometers, roughly 22 miles, from Nice. Three road crossings into France and the Ventimiglia train link between the two countries will also see a huge security boost. Italian Interior Minister Angelo Alfano said reinforced patrols at three land border crossings and rail will also be tightened. Our security apparatus is at work. So there will be, again, there will be a greater tightening of security as what always happens when these are here. But according to French President François Hollande, he is attempting to seal the French borders. And, you know, I think, at the risk of being crass and maybe a little crude and bringing presidential politics into this, every time something like this happens, again, be it in Europe or be it here in the United States, Donald Trump gets a bump in his numbers. And it's kind of a no-brainer as to why. If you look at poll after poll after poll, the majority of American people don't believe that Hillary Clinton, she's already proven that, that national security is not a priority for her. And there's plenty of polls out there that will tell you that the majority of American people do not believe that she will keep the country safe, that she has already compromised national security and maybe will have no problem doing it again. But I am going to take a short break here. We are going to come back and we will talk about this. We will talk about Donald Trump's Veep pick and plus a whole lot more. So TGIF people, the weekend is upon us. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are because I got a ton of stuff to get to. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Conservative Cauldron Radio.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-470-8021. 800-470-8021. 800-470-8021. That's 800-470-8021.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
Are you getting squeezed by the economic downturn? Hey, you were doing fine. Then, all of a sudden, you're having a tough time paying your family's credit card bills. Maybe you were downsized or even lost a job, but you still owe 10 grand or more in credit card bills. And you just can't afford the minimum payments anymore. We're here to help. We are the Genesis Debt Partners. We know the secrets to negotiate better terms with your creditors. Make a free 10-minute call right now and learn how we can help you get out of debt. 800-807-9767. If you owe 10 grand or more in credit card debt and you want to learn how you can pay less and get out of debt faster, call right now. 800-807-9767. 800-807-9767. Get out of debt now. 800-807-9767.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-962-9119. That's 800-962-9119. Call 800-962-9119 today.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-824-3301. 800-824-3301. That's 800-824-3301. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
We are back with your weekly dose of conservative wickedness. You're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I'm Becky Noble. Thank you, everyone, again, for hanging out with me on this lovely Friday, although in certain parts of the world, it's not so lovely of a Friday. And we are talking, of course, about yet another terrorist attack, this time on Bastille Day, yesterday, in France, which is the equivalent of Independence Day in France. And this took place in the southern resort city of Nice. It is a city on the French Riviera. And a 31-year-old local man who has been identified as Mohamed Lahouage, I'm sure I'm butchering that, Boulel. He is a 31-year-old Frenchman of Tunisian origin, drove a 19-ton truck through a crowd of people on the main thoroughfare there through the city, plowed through hundreds and hundreds of people who were out to celebrate French Independence Day last night. They were just beginning or had just ended a fireworks display there, so there was a ton of people there out celebrating, and this guy just drove this truck, a fairly large truck at full speed, through a crowd of thousands of people. And again, before the break, I mentioned that according to the Associated Press, right now there are 84 dead, including 10 children, 202 wounded, 25 on life support, 2 in critical condition. The dead also include 2 Americans, a father and son from Texas. Of course, Barack Obama issued a statement this morning, as have several other world leaders. But the thing that I want to talk about, and we're going to get to presidential politics and other stuff here in a minute, but I think that not just myself, but people all over the world, especially in Europe, and I think the question that people are asking is this the new normal? Should it be the new normal? It's for the people of Europe, this push on multiculturalism and open borders has been going on for at least 20 years, if not longer. And people have been pouring into, especially with the introduction of the European Union into the mix, you have a lot of open borders. And you have people coming into the country, you don't know who they are. They're coming in, they have no way to find out who they are. And they are, especially a lot of the Muslim immigrants who are coming into the country, they are really kind of creating their own communities within a community. And for anybody who has seen or heard things about what's going on in other large European cities like London, Berlin, even Paris, definitely Paris, that there are entire neighborhoods where authorities will encourage British citizens, French citizens, you know, pick a country, they will encourage the citizens of that city not to go there. And they're setting up Sharia law courts and things of this nature. They're not coming in. These immigrants are not coming in to assimilate into British society or French society or German society, whatever it is you're talking about. They're coming in to take it over. They want to come in and obliterate the society of that country with their own. And they've had a 20-year head start. And I think for a lot of Americans, they are looking at Europe right now, looking at what they're seeing take place over there now, and they absolutely do not want that happening here in this country. And for all of the people who want to call Donald Trump names, call him racist, call him xenophobe, pick a name, for all the people that want to do that, and ridiculing about building a wall on the southern border, well, what do you have another answer for us to find out just exactly who all of these people are that want to come into the country? Because I think that's the thing that the majority of Americans are going to agree on right now, that I think that people, for the most part, people do not have a problem with with legal immigrants, I think there may be a growing problem with again, you have to go back to Muslim immigrants who are on the other side of that corn, there's other people who are doing the same thing too, people who are coming in on visas, student visas, HB1 visas, you know, what have you, and they're overstaying those visas, therefore they're breaking the law. Okay, well, if that's happening, we have to either follow the laws that are on the books and fine these people, and there has to be a way to track who is overstaying their visa and who is not. And we know that right now the Obama administration really does not have a problem with that. They don't have a problem with refugees, and I'm going to use air quotes here, refugees coming into the country that they really have no way to vet, that they really have no way to find out who these people are. And it's also, I think, a no-brainer to be able to figure out why Donald Trump is where he is, because as more of these attacks take place and Americans can look at them with the luxury of having an ocean between us and looking at these attacks from afar, we finally have a candidate, a presidential candidate, love him or hate him, who is saying that we have to secure our borders. We have no other choice, because if we're going to if you're going to allow it to take place what's happening in Europe right now, that all of these open borders and migrants flooding into all of the European nations, if you think it can't happen here, you're sadly mistaken. And again, that also ties in with building a wall on the southern border of the United States. Does anybody really think that it is a big secret around the world that our southern border is as porous as it is? It's no secret at all. In fact, I've seen several reports over the last several years that Border Patrol agents find things like prayer rugs. They find things like copies of the Quran. They find things like that on the southern border. So if anybody thinks that it's just Mexicans or it's just people from South America who are coming across that southern border, again, you're sadly mistaken, because it is – The condition, the state of the southern border of the United States is no secret. It is no secret at all to people around the world, terrorists who wish to get into this country and do harm to innocent people. So again, I think, and maybe a lot of Europeans are going to start asking this question too, is this the new normal? Is this something that we're going to have to live with? And, you know, I think that – first of all, I applaud French President François Hollande for sealing the borders of his nation. I think at this point he probably does not have a whole lot of choice. But I think that, again, Americans are looking at that, and do we as Americans want this to become the new normal in this country? I certainly don't. That's, you know, President Obama, whenever there's a mass shooting or some sort of tragedy like that that takes place, he likes to talk about that's not who we are. That's not who we are. I don't do a really good Obama impression. But he likes that. That's his favorite phrase. That's not who we are. Well, first of all, there are plenty of us, I think, that don't think he has any clue as to who we are as a nation and as a people. But I think I'll go out on a limb here and say that I think that the American people have no intention of this becoming the new normal. They have no intention of just living with terrorist attacks. And this, again, everything here is so interconnected and so related to something else. And it is going to be another reason why people are not going to elect candidates that they feel are going to infringe on their Second Amendment rights, their right to protect themselves. And that's going to be another thing that goes into whether or not people choose to elect Hillary Clinton or not, that whether or not they choose to vote for her, because there are a lot of conservatives who don't think that she gives a rat's rear end about the Second Amendment, that if she had her way, she'd like to abolish it, as would a lot of Democrats and a lot of liberals. And when you look at what's going on in Europe right now, and again, one of the things that I'm seeing, and I can't believe that other people don't see it too, is that everything is so interconnected, and everything is so related that if you, and these are all countries in Europe too, who as far as I know, if you want to talk about the attacks in Paris last fall, I think, I could be wrong. Somebody can call in or go in on the chat room and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that you are allowed to own a gun in at least in Paris. I don't know about the rest of France, but at least in Paris, I believe it is illegal to own a firearm. So terrorists know that they have a whole country of unarmed people, and the sky is going to be the limit for them. Well, that's different here in America. You do not have an entire nation of unarmed people. And I think that Americans, again, when they look at what's going on in Europe, they are, Donald Trump gets a bump in his numbers every time something like this happens, because I think, again, love him or hate him, for the most part, his supporters, even if you're if you are mildly supportive of Donald Trump, I think that you should have a pretty good idea that he is a Second Amendment guy, and that your rights to protect yourself will be protected. But that does bring us to presidential politics. Donald Trump has stated on Twitter that he has picked a running mate for the Republican ticket, and usually that happens, I think, a little bit prior to the convention, but the official announcement was going to be made at 11 a.m. Eastern time today, but with all of the with the horrific attack in Nice yesterday, the Trump campaign decided to postpone that. And so the formal announcement will be made tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time, tomorrow, Saturday, that Donald Trump has picked Indiana Governor Mike Pence to be his running mate for the 2016 Republican nomination for president. I think there are probably a lot of mixed reactions to this. I think that a lot of people were hoping that Trump would pick a guy like Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. I was one of those. I thought that Newt was kind of a no-brainer because he's a no-nonsense guy. First of all, he's a brilliant guy. Anytime that you see him on anything and he speaks, whether it's about the state of American politics today, presidential election thing, matters, and even things like American history and things like that he's a brilliant man. He's very well spoken. And what I like about him is that I thought that had Donald Trump picked him to be his running mate, that there was no way that he was going to take a lot of crap off the mainstream media, that he was going to dish it right back to them. And if you go back to 2012 during the presidential debates, I don't remember the question right off the top of my head that was asked him, but he pretty much dished it right back to whichever moderator that was in that debate that asked him that question. And the round of applause that he got from the audience was just, it was a showstopper. It really was. So that was the one thing that I liked about Newt. The other thing is that he has so much experience in Washington, in government. But again, that could have been working against him because this is such an outsider kind of year. It's such an outsider kind of election cycle that people don't want somebody that's been in Washington for a bazillion years. There was also talk, I think, at some point that maybe Donald Trump would pick Ted Cruz to be his running mate. That would have been okay with me, too. I think that that would have done a lot for party unity if that's what your main concern is. I think that Mike Pence will bring some some weight, some what's the word that they like to use with George W. Bush all the time when he named Dick Cheney as his running mate, gravitas. That it does bring some gravitas and it does bring some weight to the ticket. I don't dislike Mike Pence. I think by all accounts he is a popular governor. He took a little bit of heat for the Religious Freedom Act that was signed into law, I believe, last fall. My problem with Mike Pence, my fear with Mike Pence was that he does not have enough national name recognition. The other thing that I was concerned about was that he may not have a lot of experience with national media, the way that a Newt Gingrich or even that a Chris Christie would have had. So I think that he may get a little trial by fire on that front. But he would not have been my first choice, but I do understand why he is the pick for the Trump campaign. Again, I think, well, and here's a guy who is no stranger to Washington. So it may kind of cancel out that argument that Newt's an insider. Newt really hasn't been in Washington for a number of years, and neither has Mike Pence. He was a congressman prior to being elected governor of Indiana. So he does have some Washington knowledge. He has some Washington experience. The report I have here, this is the report of Pence being the VP pick was first reported by Roll Call. He has the Indianapolis Star has reported that he has dropped his reelection bid for governor of Indiana. And according to Roll Call, Donald Trump was reportedly impressed with Pence's calm demeanor, his experience on Capitol Hill and as governor, and Pence's potential to assist in governing should Trump win in November. Again, Trump is someone who has never held elected office. So if you have someone who does have some knowledge of Washington, that's going to help you out a little bit. And of course, again, Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie were also on that short list of possible VP picks. Mike Pence is 57. He is a former congressman. He's seen as a safe choice. He's not flashy, but he is popular among conservatives in Midwestern states. excuse me. I believe he is an evangelical Christian. So again, you're hopefully the hope is that you are going to bring those people back into the fold, because we know now that back in 2012 that there were a lot of evangelical Christians that would not vote for Mitt Romney because he was a Mormon. You know, whether that's right or wrong, but and so a lot of those people stayed home. That's not what we want here. We want to bring those people back into the fold. Not only do we want to bring them back into the fold, but we want to bring them back into the election, into the voting booth. And so I believe the hope is that Mike Pence will do that. He has been called a social conservative. So that may help Donald Trump's stance on a number of conservative issues that maybe people had some questions, maybe that people had some concerns about. Mike Pence had originally backed Ted Cruz, but when Donald Trump won the Indiana primary and that prompted Ted Cruz to drop out of the race, that kind of changed things. Pence had also considered running for president in 2016 himself prior to his deciding to run for re-election as governor of Indiana. Conservatives had urged him to seek the White House, but missteps in 2015, again, related to an Indiana law seen as anti-gay, hurt his national profile. Well, and that's an interesting comment here, because it'll be interesting to see if that comes back up. Will Democrats bring that back up? I'm sure they will. Mike Pence ran unsuccessfully for Congress twice before he was elected to the House of Representatives in 2000, where he was chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is a group of conservatives. So, the formal announcement of this will be made tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And very quickly, I want to mention this before we go to a break, and I can get back into it when I come back, that Right now in Cleveland, the delegates are meeting for a rules committee, preparing rules for the convention, things of that nature. And, well, the Never Trump people have had kind of a crushing blow delivered to them. I will get into that a little bit and some poll numbers. When I get back, I'm going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. I still got a ton of stuff to get to. So don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. I will be right back.
Conservative Cauldron Radio.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Again, 800-631-9123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-926-4501. 800-926-4501. 800-926-4501. 800-926-4501.
Hi there, I'm Slammin' Sam Myers, and I would like to invite you to listen to Fun, Exciting Oldies the Fox. It's an internet radio station that is like nothing else you've ever heard before. Most classic hit stations have a music library of 500 or maybe 1,000 songs. The Fox Oldies has several thousand. We play songs that radio has forgotten. My favorite thing to hear is I haven't heard that song in years. You'll hear music from the 50s like Elvis Presley, and every once in a while, a current song that adults enjoy like Uptown Funk. It's real heavy on the music from 1970 to 1981. Tune in to www.thefoxoldies.com. Tune in, and I promise you, you're going to hear something within an hour that you have not heard in a very, very long time. That's what the Fox Oldies specializes in. It's music that will put a smile on your face. And music that does not have to be censored. It's fun, exciting oldies. The Fox at www.thefoxoldies.com.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
800-398-8309, 800-398-8309, 800-398-8309. That's 800-398-8309.
Welcome back. You are listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I am Becky Noble. Thank you, everyone, for listening today, TGIF. We are, of course, talking about, well, we talked about the this heinous attack in Nice, France, the terrorist attack, and let's call it what it is. It's a radical Islamic terrorist attack. But there is also some presidential politics going on as well. Donald Trump has chosen his running mate. There will be an official announcement tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time, and it appears that right now that VP pick will be filled by Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Not a bad pick, maybe a little surprising for some, but all in all, not bad, I don't think. Some people are saying maybe it's kind of a snooze fest. I don't know. We'll see. It will remain to be seen. My concerns were that Mike Pence doesn't have a lot of national name recognition, and that also perhaps he is not used to dealing with national media the way a Newt Gingrich or a Chris Christie might have been. But that announcement, again, will be made tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern time. But right now, in Cleveland, delegates are already in Cleveland. There are rules committees, things of that nature, doing work on rules of how the convention will be run, things of that nature. And the Never Trump movement people, the Never Trumpers, had kind of a blow dealt to them. This is from yesterday. This is a Newsmax report. Republicans writing the rules governing the Republican National Convention rejected a proposal put forth by the Never Trump Republicans to unbind delegates. But that is not the end of the Never Trump movement. This was reported by The Hill on Thursday night. Offered by Colorado delegate Kendall Unruh, the amendment would have freed delegates from the results of the primaries and caucuses so that they could revolt against Trump on the convention floor. The GOP Rules Committee ratified a different rule that stated delegates must remain bound to the results of the primaries and caucuses of their respective states. A strong majority of the 112-member Rules Committee repeatedly voted against the Never Trump movement in a big win for presumptive nominee Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee. Now the Never Trumpers, say that three times fast, will look to get 28 signatures from colleagues on the Rules Committee to ensure the Never Trump contingent gets a vote before the nearly 2,500 delegates on national television Monday when the convention kicks off. So what needs to happen now, according to this, is that since this amendment was voted down to unbind the delegates from the first vote for voting for Donald Trump, that the rule is now that they will have to get 28 signatures from their fellow delegates to have this take place on the floor of the convention. And this would take place on national television Monday night. I don't know that that is a good idea at this point. I think that, you know what, if you don't want to vote for Donald Trump, God bless America. Don't vote for Donald Trump. You write in Mickey Mouse if you want. But point, and you know, I can speak for a lot of other conservatives and Republicans when we have been saying, to say that we have been voting for the lesser of two evils for the past, this is now maybe the third, for some, the third election cycle where that is taking place, and they're a little tired of it. But I think that there are way too many people here who lose sight of the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal here is that we absolutely cannot, it's not an option, we cannot allow Hillary Clinton back into the White House. It absolutely cannot happen, because if it does, we are barely holding on to the nation that we have always had. We're hanging on for dear life right now. And I think it is pretty obvious that if we have at least 4 years, God forbid eight, of Hillary Clinton, that the America that we know, and maybe it sounds melodramatic, maybe it sounds like you're making a big deal, but the America that we know, the nation that we have always known and loved, is going to cease to exist, because Hillary Clinton and liberal Democrats are going to alleviate every institution that majority of the American people know and love and stand by and support, every institution that this and every value that this country was founded on. And we all talk about now that those few days leading up to the 2008 presidential election, when Barack Obama stated that we were on the verge of fundamentally transforming the nation. Well, that transformation is damn near complete. He has almost done that. And if we want to put a stop to that in any way, if there's going to be any backbone from conservatives and from Republicans, I think that that's the argument that I would make. You do what you want to do, because again, there's yet another institution that this country was founded on. You vote for who you want, or you don't vote who you want. You write somebody in. You vote for the libertarian. You do whatever it is that you want to do, but keep in mind the ultimate goal. Keep your eyes on the prize. That ultimate goal is not allowing Hillary Clinton nowhere near the White House. Some poll numbers here. Again, these are from Real Clear Politics. Right now, today, the RCP poll average, they average out about, oh my gosh, I don't know how many polls it is. Right now, Hillary Clinton has 43.1% of the vote. Donald Trump has 40.4. So she is ahead by 2.7%. In a four-way RCP average, I think that would take into consideration the Libertarian candidates, the Green Party candidates, that kind of thing. Hillary Clinton has 40.3% of the vote. Donald Trump, 36.3%, which gives her a 4-point percentage lead. Very quickly here, Pennsylvania, Clinton up by 3.2. Florida, Clinton up by 0.6. That's huge. Ohio, Clinton up by 1.3. Colorado, Clinton up by 8. Iowa, Clinton up 3.8. Virginia, Clinton up 5.8. North Carolina, Clinton 2.0. Georgia, Trump up by 4.2. And New Hampshire, Clinton up by 2.7. So again, it remains a lot of these things are, all of these polls are within the margin of error. And we have some time yet to go before we need to be worried about it. But I had some other things I want to talk about, but I'll save them. There's some teasers for you. We will talk about them next time we are here on Conservative Cauldron Radio. Very quickly, before I have to get out of here. A man fights to keep his pizza-eating pet alligator. A man says he will do whatever it takes to keep his pet alligator after Florida wildlife officials told him it was too big to roam in his garden. Retired firefighter David Van Buren has looked after the 13-foot male named Gwendolyn for 47 years. It is not the first time Mr. Van Buren, who lives in Coconut Grove, has faced a battle to keep his pet. In a case that made headlines around the country, the state took Gwendolyn away from him in 1994. But Mr. Van Buren went to court and got him back when the judge ruled in his favor. Mr. Van Buren says Gwendolyn is healthy and is not a danger to anyone, and he will do whatever it takes to keep him. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials say Gwendolyn is used to living with Mr. Van Buren, and it would be best if he stayed with him. But they insist Mr. Van Buren will need to make changes to his property so he has more space. The creature, whose favorite treats include pizza and cookies, has been with him since he was a boy. He even took him to college. There is no word on whether or not Gwendolyn prefers, you know, the meaty pepperoni sausage hamburger type pizzas, or whether he is a veggie type alligator and likes the mushrooms, the peppers, the onions, that sort of thing. But on that note, keep your alligators close to you, folks. I am out of here. You can go to conservativecauldron.blogspot.com. You can go to Politichicks. Some new stuff should be coming up soon on there. Please go to facebook.com/BeckyNoble and on Twitter @PatriotWitch. Again, I will be in Cleveland next Friday, and I will have tons of things to relate, to discuss, and tell you about when I get back. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with me today. Have a fantastic weekend, and I will see you next time.